Okay.
After my experiences at the tannery, my uncle, my whole father's family was in the tobacco industry. My old grandfather was what they called a smoky. He was a cigar maker. And it was a real expert trade. They were all made by hand, and they all had to weigh the same weight. And back in those days, right in the early Depression days, my grandfather worked piecework as a cigar maker. And it was an expert trade. And he used to finish about 2 o'clock each day. But those fellas made pretty good money, and he built a lovely home. They lived abroad up in Collingwood, my dad's family. He was born in Collingwood with his brothers and sisters. And then they moved out to Northcote, to Simpson Street. My grandfather built a lovely home, about a seven... Well, how many bedrooms, Jane?
Oh, about four in those days.
And it was a pretty big house, and the old home had all metal, pressed metal ceilings. And it was on an immense block of land. It had taken about, you could say, three houses.
Big old home with a lovely big veranda all round.
Beautiful old veranda and stained glass windows. But getting away from that, the whole family was in the tobacco industry. My father's uncle, old Dan Redden, who was one of the original blokes that put the money in for Collingwood to become the Collingwood Football Club. They were tied up with the Britannias, and there was a bit... It's in history. His name's mentioned on page 9 in the book Kill for Collingwood. And I think there was about five of them that put the money up for Collingwood to become Collingwood when they break away from the Britannia Football Club. And that's how the Collingwood Football Club was formed. And old Dan Redden first started his tobacco, wholesale tobacco business in Smith Street, Collingwood. The shop was well known because it had this great big statue of an Indian out the front, and it stood there for years, just up from Foy and Gibson stores in Smith Street, because Smith Street was the place to go in those days. Anyway, later on he moved into Flinders Lane and took over quite a big warehouse, and they used to import cigars and tobacco from over different places, and also our own brands made here in Australia. And later on, my uncle, I was there for quite a few years until I turned 18. Well, the 6th Divy had already gone away to the Middle East. They were the first Divy to ever leave Australia, the 6th Divy. I had quite a few mates went away in that. They were older than, a few years older than me. But later on, from my uncle's place, I went into the army at 18 when the Japanese came into the war. Everybody was in. When you turned 18, you were taken into the army. No one had to say whether they were in or out. The whole country was in because Australia was facing peril.
And that was in 1942?
That was back in 1942.
Right.
Well, I left Redden's then to go into the army, and I can remember we went to the old drill hall in High Street. It was called Central Avenue. I think it used to be a billiard hall. And I can even remember the old sergeant. He had a stomach on him like a Jersey cow. Old Fishwick, Sergeant Fishwick was his name. He was an old First World War bloke. And we were all, three of us went into the army together, Kenny Polos, Alan Deaver, and myself. Kenny lived next door to me in Spencer Street, Alan in William Street. He married Jane Hughes, who was finished up Jane Deaver. She was old Mr. Zwar's granddaughter. We all went into Central Avenue, then we were taken over to Royal Park. We had to go over by train. Old Sergeant Fishwick, that was his job from Central Avenue to take it at Royal Park. And that's where most of the blokes were. They did have a drill hall, the 57th, 60th Battalion. Belonged to the big drill hall down in High Street, down near House Tannery. But us blokes, they had an enlisting place over there at Central Hall. I think it was a bit of a sly grog shop and a billion room, and it was a bookmaker hanging out as well before the army took it over. No one knows what went on there. Bit of shifty business, I think. Anyway, we go into Royal Park and they take us up to Seymour. And they put us in the training battalion there at Seymour, and for 6 weeks they taught us to kill. For 6 weeks we went out of a morning, we went out, marched us out to where they had all the chaff bags hanging, and the old sergeant get us out there and they'd give us kill, kill, kill. And we'd run at these bloody chaff bags with fixed bayonets and we'd jab them, and then they'd line us up facing one another, and we had to charge at one another and parry the bayonets off. And I can remember they used to call me Moaning Army because I grew this great big red moustache just for something to do so you wouldn't go troppo. And that's how I got my nickname. But I can remember Freddie Garner. He was a Preston boy, a very good singer too. He said, Mo, he said, you used to put the shits up me. He said, when you ran at me with that bait, he said, I thought you were going to poke it straight through me. But that's the way they had us, and we were ready to kill too. No one would want to say boo to us. We'd be ready to hang one on us. That's just how we were. We were ready to go, ready to fire up. It was a terrible way to be, but they had to do it. And they had to cram it into you pretty quick too. But anyway, while we were there, three of us decided to come down to Melbourne. We went AWL, which you shouldn't do, and which we did. I think we paid 18 bob each in a taxi. There's about six of us came there. Paid this taxi driver 18 bob each.
That would have actually been quite expensive.
Yeah, all right, that was a lot of money. We only got 6 shillings a day in the army.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Get in with me.